Welcome to the Legal Nurse Podcast, where you'll get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside the legal nurse consulting business. They'll share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with over 30 years' experience. So join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's your host, Pat Iyer.
Hi, this is Pat Iyer with Legal Nurse Podcasts. Our show is focused on helping legal nurse consultants improve their skills, get more clients, get more systems in place that help their businesses. So our topics really focus on those objectives. And I have with me today Abigail Tiefenthaler, who is experienced and an expert in the area of exhibiting. If your marketing efforts got people engaged and you built relationships and you provided a memorable experience for your prospects, what would you have? You've got influence, impact, revenue, and confidence, which is what being an entrepreneur is all about. Abigail is the founder of Sweet Spot Strategies. She's passionate about helping women entrepreneurs take their purpose and turn it into an advantage that makes them the go-to leader in their market. Abigail's objective is simple: to simplify branding and the marketing process to eliminate confusion. She helps her clients look at the bigger vision of their business so that they can plan for growth and implement their creative genius in a way that makes them stand out from the crowd and create a loyal following and feel good about their business. Abigail and I met at a conference for entrepreneurs, and as she was talking to me about her multiple areas of expertise, what struck me was the experience that she has with exhibiting and the process of exhibiting. So I've invited her to talk to us today about that process. And I've explained to Abigail that legal nurse consultants have the opportunity to exhibit their services at a conference attended by attorneys. So, Abigail, I'd first like to welcome you to the show.
Thank you. I'm very happy to be here. I love talking about branding and marketing, and so I'm excited to help your audience.
Well, thank you. I thought it'd be helpful first for you to give us a little bit about your background and how it connects to this type of marketing.
Exhibits and, you know, attending conferences and exhibiting at conferences is huge. I literally have been attending events since I was a little girl. My dad was in the advertising and marketing world. And so every year, even as early as the age of 5 and 6 years old, I attended some of those events with him because they were in other parts of the country and my parents were including some vacation time, perhaps as a result of the travels. And, you know, I work with clients today as a growth expert and a business development expert to help them create the right type of presence at a conference or a convention. And there's really two ways, right? I think you can show up and network your way through an event, or you can show up and take a piece of the real estate and then, you know, create that presence there. So you were asking about my experience. I've attended conference, I've participated in conferences, I've recommended the type of conference materials my clients should use. So I feel pretty comfortable talking about this topic.
I'm struck by the image of a 5-year-old girl standing by the booth saying, "Hey, would you like one of these?" And people stopping by and saying, "Oh, what a cute little girl." I mean, that's correct. The best booth draw I've ever heard of.
Yep. And animals and kids. You never want to compete on the same stage, right?
Wow.
I was really there. You know, I've always been an outgoing person. I've always been the person that walked up to the stranger in a restaurant and said, "What are you eating? That looks really good." Or, you know, so to me, it's just the way I grew up. And for the most part, I think it also kind of humanized my father, if that makes sense. It showed him that he had a side other than business, which a lot of his clients and his business partners and suppliers found, you know, very endearing. So it really was a good thing all the way around. No surprise then that I ended up in the same industry my dad is in, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, obviously, you've had a chance to see this whole process literally almost your entire life, if we discount the first 5 years. What do you think about the effectiveness of this type of marketing?
I think conferences are great. And I think I'm a strategist by profession, and that's the skill that I've really honed over my 30-plus years of having my own business career. So I look at it as a process. You know, first of all, it's identifying the right conferences to go to. And second of all, it's really understanding what your goal is by either attending or exhibiting at that conference. And then third, it's what are you going to do once that conference is over? So, you know, it's not just a matter of waking up and saying there's a bunch of professionals, and in your case, your audience is interested in lawyers. So there's a group of lawyers who are attending, I'm just going to show up. It really becomes a part of a process. That's where you're going to get the simplest, road to success, and probably the most enduring road to success. So that would... I think they're extremely effective if you're going to choose them wisely and if you're going to follow up after.
Could you give us any tips on how you choose the conference?
Yeah, I mean, you know, sometimes I do actually think it's better to be an attendee than an exhibitor, because you have an opportunity to network more freely. You get a chance to listen to what some of the challenges and struggles are. So you actually become a player on the field, right? And other times when you're exhibiting, you know, you now are kind of attached to the exhibit space. You're waiting for people to come to you. And you're really kind of listening for keywords, if you will. So those are kind of the differences between the attendee and the exhibitor. So assuming you've chosen the right type of conference, and those conferences are places where the attorney is coming to really be exposed to what's new and different in the marketplace. You know, what's going on that will help his business? If he's coming to get CEUs, continuing education, if they have to renew their license on a periodic basis, I don't know enough about the attorney, you know, what they have to do to maintain their education or their credentials. Or if attorneys are only one part of the group that's coming, you might be better off being an attendee. So knowing exactly what the purpose of the conference is a good place to start in how you choose. There may be, you know, you might be better off sponsoring. So, for instance, if you live in a smaller town and you're really working with local attorneys, you might be better off sponsoring one of their lunches or one of their meetings, because then you get 5 minutes of dedicated time or 10 minutes of dedicated time before them. If you're working nationally and there's a national conference, then you just want to make sure that there is ample time for you to be able to exhibit and be able to communicate with the people who are stopping by your booth.
Well, you touched on something that reminds me of an experience that I had when I flew to San Francisco with another staff member and exhibited at a conference called RIMS, which I believe was Risk Insurance Management Services. I thought that there would be lots of attorneys there involved in the defense side, but it turned out to be lots of insurance people and a few risk managers.
Right.
And it was a huge expense, and there were zero results from that. And I realized I would have been far better off going to one of them to find out who was in the audience before I bought a table and shipped all my supplies out there and then watched people walk by saying, oh, legal nurse consultants, I'm not sure what you do and why I need you, and you know, but I'm going to go over here and grab these premiums from this table because I come here every year and they disappear rapidly and I want to get mine. So I think it's a great point to be crystal clear on who's in the audience before you make a commitment. And that was an error that I made that was expensive.
Yeah, and I know a lot of people in their desire to get out there in the best way possible, you know, and the quickest way possible, they'll just start signing up for different things. And again, sometimes it's better to be part of the audience because it just, you know, it's like being a motorcycle on a highway. You can zig and zag a whole lot easier than if you're the bus on that same highway. So that's where I'm saying the process to me about having a really successful exhibit experience or conference experience starts with where are you going and why are you going? What's the purpose? Who's going to be there? Answering those strategic questions up front. Mm-hmm. Because it can be very expensive to invest in exhibit space, to invest in conference attendance, and you want to choose that wisely.
Well, one of the big questions that legal nurse consultants have when it comes to choosing is, what should they give away? And we who have done a lot of exhibiting get a little bit cynical after a while because we see people with big bags walking down the aisles and just scooping things off the table and into their bags, 2, 3, 4, 5 at a time. Not everybody, but the ones that do it stand out. And after a while, you start recognizing them when they've made their second or their third circuit through the room. You see them coming, mm-hmm. and you put it all under the table, like, okay, I've played your game, you've taken enough. But this is a big question that legal nurse consultants have, other than what to do with the scoopers and the grabbers, but what do they have on their table to begin with that they can use in their marketing efforts? Tell us about that process.
So you've made the right decision to attend this particular conference, and you've decided that it is worth your investment to be an exhibitor. Now where are you going to go, right? That's the question you're asking me.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing is you want to make sure your space clearly identifies who you are. I'm a huge fan of the retractable 6-foot, you know, banners that allow you to, you know, highlight some of the key things about what it is you do and why you do them and who you do them for. So I believe signage is really important. Whether you're going to do a banner that goes across your back of the booth or whether you're going to do one of those retractable stands, it's certainly worth the investment, especially if you plan on using exhibits as a lead generation tool for you. That's number one. Number two, I believe that your space should take a look at three aspects to it. It should have height, it should have texture, and it should have color. So what do I mean by that? You can tie into the theme of the event. You can tie into the season of the timing of the event. You can tie into who you are as a brand. And that's really important because every single nurse out there has a particular specialty. They've been, you know, I have a husband who's a nurse and he's been on the telemetry floor at a hospital for the past 10 years. So if his booth was all about heart things or all about monitors, you know, it adds a little bit of engagement and curiosity. What mm-hmm. do we do about attracting people to our booth? We want to make it engaging for them. You might decide you're going to, instead of having a promotional item for everybody, you might decide to put a wheel there and allow people to spin a wheel to figure out what they get. You might, you know, do a fishbowl with a drawing of something of value that maybe is a little bit higher end. And maybe the rest of the items are just pens or notepads or maybe a calendar if it's the beginning of the year. The other way you can look at premium items is what are you specializing in? Tie it into that. Again, I might give out, if my husband was doing an exhibit, I might recommend we do a heart-shaped stress reliever, for instance. I was in the promotional products business for 16 years. I ran a business, and I still do some promotional products work for my clients. Deciding what you're going to give away at a booth is really a matter of either who are you, who's the attendees, or what do you want to happen at that booth. One of the things you should always have is, besides just giving out things, is I would want to get business cards, have something so that you can, again, do follow-up after the event. Anybody who goes through a conference is going through a conference to really find one or two memorable things that they're going to follow up with afterwards. So the question you need to ask yourself is, what's going to be memorable for you? And that sometimes requires an earlier conversation about how do you want to show up as a brand.
Before we continue, here's an opportunity to discover how to maximize your return from attorney trade shows. How interested are you in a technique that gets you directly in front of an attorney who could hire you without being blocked by the attorney's staff? As a legal nurse consultant looking at attorney trade shows as a cost-effective tool, you'll be glad to know we've got good news for you. Hyatt Ives and I teamed up to create a unique course that will help you focus your primary services to your audience, develop your show-specific dialogue, and plan and schedule your post-event follow-up. This is what we covered in the course called How to Profit from Trade Shows, Secrets of Success. Secret 1, how to quickly capture attorneys' attention to draw them into your booth. Secret 2, how to make a brief conversation at your booth turn into a lifelong client. Secret 3, how to turn a business card into a successful sale. Sign up for this on-demand online training at this link, http://lnc.tips/tradeshows. That's http://lnc.tips/tradeshows. Discover how to identify qualified leads and much more. Let's return to the show.
Mm-hmm. So what you're identifying for me as I'm listening to you is that there are multiple layers in this process. It's not about, should I order 500 pens? It's about the signage, about the focus of the exhibit. It's about how you can connect with people and work on those leads and make sure that when you go back to your office and you have a business card in your hand, that you remember what type of cases that attorney worked on, or if the attorney said, I want you to call me on Monday because I have a case involving a patient who fell in the hospital, that you know that it is John that you need to speak to about that specific case.
Yeah, I mean, critical elements to have at a trade show or a convention or some type of exhibit space, keep a notebook and a pen. And be very sensitive to the fact that there are going to be people who are trying to transact business, if you will, and you want to be very firm because you're showing up as a professional and you want to say, you know what, I want to give you the time I need to give you so that I can answer your questions correctly, answer your questions with some thought. Let's schedule time to talk again. And don't be afraid to say that. I mean, attorneys understand, you know, firmness. They are succinct. They want to do a job and get it done, right? So be respectful of your own time so that you don't feel overwhelmed with trying to be there for every person. Some people, they're just going to stop by your booth and steal your pen. Let them steal your pen. And you know, don't worry about it. That's why pens are so inexpensive. I mean, and they're used, right? There's, I don't know any single person who only has one pen. They might have one pen that they use for this, but they'll have another pen in their briefcase, one in the car, one in by their phone at the office, one by their, you know, phone at home. I mean, pens are a great giveaway. So are sticky notes. I think sticky notes are wonderful. So you make that kind of a tier one item, then the tier two items might happen when somebody actually has a conversation with you. They might get something, quote unquote, better or more valuable. And then, you know, the tier three might be something that they get after even they've worked with you. So promotional items should be used to, number one, help you define your brand. Number two, reinforce the solution you provide to the market. And number three, be used as a thank you, be used as, you know, an ongoing relationship builder, if you will. Does that help a little bit?
Yeah, and it's interesting because I have never really sorted them out in terms of tiers in my mind. But I've used that method in my own legal nurse consulting business in terms of having some items on the table that are inexpensive and some that are more expensive, and then making sure that the people who are reaching for the more expensive ways have absolutely given us a business card so that we can stay in touch or continue to market to that person. Or in one type of giveaway that we created, we had informational cards in a little binder and then sent periodic new cards as supplements to the binder.
Sure.
With medical definitions or medical terms, which attorneys absolutely loved. They went wild over them, even though it was information that they could get from Google, but they were nicely presented and printed and designed and cute looking.
Right. And probably easy for them to just put in a desk drawer and pull out as they needed versus having to now go and look them up on a computer and maybe not sure how to look them up, you mm-hmm. know. So the you know, promotional items don't have to be expensive to be valuable, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really important to understand that. I mean, I do believe that you always want to have something that has your name and your contact information, whether it's an email or a phone number. I'm a fan of both. If you're going to be in business, you want to be reachable. But you know, again, you might decide you're going to use promotional items for the follow-up. You might decide then instead of email follow-up, you're actually going to send maybe a series of little boxes that have something in them that reinforce your brand or the message that you're trying to show these attorneys. It makes you different from everybody else.
When you're saying that, I'm thinking about the term lumpy mail.
Yeah. Okay.
Can you explain what lumpy mail means?
I've never heard that term before, but I assume it's any type of you know, dimensional direct mail, and you're actually mailing out. And to me, I always recommend when I work with my clients a series of at least three mm-hmm. because they do build on it. You want to make sure that they're ending up in the right person's hands. And that the inside of it is, you know, clever without being confusing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm a fan of simple. If you have an opportunity, you know, you might want to take the people with whom you've actually spoken to at an exhibit and do that. And you might want to take people who just kind of threw business cards in a fishbowl and took a pen and in a second tier. And, you know, this is the one thing that's so critical to understand, especially for a professional who is very sure about the path that they need to take in terms of the well-being and the safety of a patient. Marketing's not like that. Marketing is a very crazy road. You know, you've got a straight path going forward, and then you've got a very curvy path going forward. Well, marketing is definitely that curvy path, and you want to play with it a little bit. You want to look at it as a place to test your creativity, to do trial and error, knowing that some things will work better than others, to step out of your comfort zone a little, even if it may sound hokey to you. It's definitely kind of a different part of the brain versus, you know, what you need to do to be a good nurse is follow very, you know, succinct and direct steps moving forward. And then you have what you need to do to be a good marketer. It's kind of you have to erase all that and, you know, just start scribbling. I mean, there's a process to it. I don't want to belittle the process, but if you can get the strategy down first, really get the brand message down first, a lot of the promotional items and the marketing materials and the marketing messaging will fall into place. But you want to kind of be a little creative and playful in the marketing process.
Yes, and there are a lot of considerations for people who are doing exhibiting in terms of preparing, developing a script, knowing how to follow up, knowing how to handle people at the booth. It's not something that involves walking in and setting up a table and standing back and thinking that it's all going to flow. It took me quite a few exhibits to understand what I was doing there and how to approach people and how to respond. And I think you've touched on a lot of the issues that come up in exhibiting, the issues as well as opportunities. One thing that you mentioned was you don't want to spend a lot of time getting absorbed discussing a case with an attorney because there's 3 or 4 or 5 or 10 other people who are going to walk by because they don't want to interrupt you because you're talking to somebody.
Correct.
So a prolonged conversation actually can cost you other opportunities. And at the end of the prolonged conversation, if the attorney sits there and says, well, you know what, I guess I have to think about it. I'm not sure I want to proceed. You think, oh, wow, I just gave you 10 minutes and I lost opportunities to talk to 10 other people.
Yeah, and you know, being okay saying, you know what, I would love to be able to have this conversation, have a more thorough conversation with you maybe tomorrow. Could we meet at 8 o'clock for coffee beforehand? Or are you free for lunch? Could we, you know, meet and have a like just letting them know that their time is important and you want to be 100% present so that you can hear what they're really looking for, and being respectful to the fact, especially if you're the only person in the booth, you know, of those people who are walking by. So, you know, and Pat, you also bring up another point. Every attorney who walks by your booth is not a good fit for you.
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody walks by your booth, it is not 99.9% of the time you, it's them. You know, it's them being very focused on exactly what they're looking for, or it's them really just coming through this because, you know, they felt they needed to, or it's them just being at the event but, you know, having a few minutes to kill so they'll walk down this aisle. And accepting that better to walk away with 50 great cards, business cards of people with whom you can follow up, as opposed to 500 cards that now you have to go through and start marketing to. You know, I know a lot of people will say success is in the numbers, and to a degree they're right, but to me I'd always rather have a smaller number of quality leads than a bigger number of I have no idea. And one of the other things you just mentioned was, you know, it is critical to show up a certain way at a you traditionally don't want to sit behind your booth. You want to be in front or alongside your booth so that you feel a part of the action versus, you know, people coming into your space and now trying to bring you up to their level. So being your position in the booth will make you more welcoming and inviting versus more closed off and isolated. That's important to know. How you dress at a booth will reflect, especially for attorneys, you know, they're going to want somebody who's professional, who comes off as being credible and an expert. And so your dress, unfortunately or fortunately, is going to rule you in or count you out pretty quickly. So those are other little tiny elements to consider about, you know, having your personality show up at the booth as well.
I have to tell you, in closing this segment about exhibiting next to a couple of blonde ladies who exposed more flesh in their outfit than I think I have ever seen at a professional exhibit, and they were hired specifically by the attorney who offered demonstrative evidence and computer simulations. They were hired because they were well-developed, had beautiful legs, had long blonde hair. I watched the action. One time they were next to me, and I saw them at two different shows. But the time that they were next to me, I watched men from opposing directions literally have a head-on collision because they were not looking ahead. They were looking to the side. I watched the chef of this casino come out with the entire kitchen staff. They decided they had to change the ice directly in front of these young ladies, and the whole parade of males came out. I don't know if this attorney got any really good leads, but it stirred up a whole lot of the tension. One of my attorney's clients was looking at me. My back was to the girls, and I saw his eyes get really wide, and he said, "Who are the bathing beauties?"
Yeah. Well, that's interrupter marketing for sure,
well,
disruptive marketing.
It did interrupt. I'll be clear about that.
Well, and that's really what, you know, again, especially if you're not the only legal nurse consultant who's going to be displaying at this particular event, how are you going to stand out from everybody, from your competition? And that, again, happens when you know who you are as a brand. Because every single business owner out there who is trying to have a business is in a competitive space. So their branding becomes critical, you know.
Yes, and let's all be clear to our listeners that we are not recommending wearing seductive clothing at an exhibit because they may wonder what you're selling.
Correct, yes. I don't know that you have to be like that, exactly.
So it's best to be an interrupter in some other way and not in the way that these girls were doing. They're interrupting.
Right.
And I saw them those two times and never again. So I'm not positive that this was an effective strategy for this particular exhibitor.
Well, today it's really important to understand that people are wanting to work with business owners they can do business with. So It brings up one final point, which is if you are exhibiting, you need to show up at the booth. You know, it's very difficult to kind of farm out or that responsibility to somebody else. Mm-hmm. It could be somebody who's in your company, if you actually have a company, who understands the process. But it can't be somebody who you've, you know, just said, well, all I need you is to help babysit this booth.
Mm-hmm.
It needs to be an engaging, outgoing, somebody who's going to get out there and really talk about how they're different and show up how they're different.
I really appreciate your points, Abigail. How can listeners learn more about you and your company?
Oh, thank you. Sweet Spot Strategies is my website. So it's www.sweetspotstrategies.com. And I'm on Facebook. I'm on LinkedIn. So most of the social media platforms as Abigail Tiefenthaler and Sweet Spot Strategies. I have a business page as well. I do branding workshops. I do online branding workshops because it's really a part of it. I do online marketing workshops, to help clients. And these are very inexpensive versus working with me privately. They're an opportunity to really do some exercise building work so that at the end of the workshop you have greater clarity, at least in, you know, the next step of the process. And I have a branding workshop coming up in a couple of weeks. I can always send information if someone's interested.
Well, that's terrific. I really appreciate your expertise. I think you've given our listeners some excellent strategies to think about as they consider exhibiting or as they refine their exhibiting process. I know it is a strategy that I found to be very successful in building my legal nurse consulting business, but it's also a long-term one. I think we all go to the exhibits wanting instant gratification, coming away with a stack of huge stack of qualified prospects. And sometimes it's a slow process of attorneys seeing you over and over again, getting to know you, feeling comfortable with you, talking with you, but certainly a technique that can be very effective in establishing those relationships.
Yeah, Pat, do you mind if I just mention one more thing? Because I think this is important. You're mm-hmm. absolutely right. Marketing. So where people get a little bit confused about marketing is understanding that marketing is all about getting a prospect to become a customer. And so there's actually a continuum in that process. And marketing is all about getting the prospect to make their own decision to choose you, which is why the after part of the conference or event convention attendance is so important, which is why it is a long process or a prolonged process, in that you want to do marketing activities, email, direct mail, phone calls, follow up afterwards, so that they can see you really mean business, that you're there to serve them. You're there to help them solve their problems.
Great points, Abigail, and I thank you so much for being a part of this show. This is Legal Nurse Podcast. We have interviews every week. We encourage your comments and questions. You can connect with us on legalnursepodcast.com to offer your comments on the show. And please leave a review in iTunes. Thanks so much, Abigail, for being part of this show.
Thank you for having me.
Use the code LISTENED to get a 25% discount on this product. You'll put that code LISTENED in the coupon code box during checkout.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Iyer's resources for legal nurse consultants on legalnursebusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at lncacademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on iTunes. We always are interested in your ideas for new topics. Please leave a comment on legalnursepodcasts.com. Join our community and get notified of each new episode and receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on legalnursepodcasts.com. We appreciate you and your interest.